Watch, Seattle Antifa demand government pay for rooms in motel takeover. By Bob Price on December 30, 2020. An Antifa group in Seattle explains how they are helping a local motel owner by not paying rent. The group is occupying 15 of the Travelodge's rooms after checking in and paying only the first night's rent. A spokesperson for a Seattle-area Antifa group known as Tacoma Housing Now said they are trying to help the owner of a 5 Washington Travelodge by occupying rooms that could otherwise be booked to someone else, according to a video tweeted by King 5 reporter Sebastian Robertson. Spokesperson for Tacoma Housing Now. We paid for the first night and now we're demanding that the city and county pay for the other nights we've been here. Group paid for 16 rooms for homeless on Christmas Eve. Has no plans to move out until demands are met. At king5seattlepic.twitter.com/bpyouthawas. Sebastian Robertson, at Robertson, December 30, 2020. We paid for the first night and now we're demanding that the city and county pay for the other nights we've been here. Spokesperson Rebecca Parson told the reporter. Journalist Andy Ngo tied the actions to an Antifa extremist group known as It's Going Down. The group claims to be veterans of the Antifa street battles in Olympia, Washington. As suspected, the group responsible for occupying the motel is part of Antifa. Extremist site It's Going Down has published a post by them. They say some of their members are veterans of the recent Antifa street battles in Olympia, Washington. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, December 29, 2020. Robertson said the group checked in on Christmas Eve and paid one night's rent for 16 rooms. They have occupied 15 rooms since that time without payment. The group says they will not pay for the rooms going forward. Instead, they want the government to pay. Like most or all hotel owners, he's struggling right now because of the pandemic. In fact, we are bringing business to the hotel. We paid for the first night. And we're demanding that the city and county pay for the other nights that we've been here, Parson told King 5 News. Travelodge franchise owner Sean Rindawa told the local NBC affiliate he was surprised by the group's occupation. He said he is not allowing the staff to clean the rooms as they remain occupied without paying rent. Here are these people, booking for one night. Cheat me into it and now are trying to tell me that I'm doing something. I'm not against nobody but somebody needs to be paying for it, Rindawa explained. He said local police refuse to help remove the people under trespassing laws. Parson told the reporter their goal is not to deprive the owner of revenue, but rather to stay as long as possible and to get the owner of the hotel paid. Q13 Fox reporter John Hopperstead tweeted that more than 40 homeless people are staying in the 15 rooms. He says the group wants Pierce County to pay for the housing. Fife City Manager Yun Kim told Como News, "We have meetings in the coming days to discuss what can we do to get these folks that are staying here that have come off the streets the help they need." Pierce County Council Member Pam Roach told King 5 News she wants the squatters to leave. "This is an occupation by the homeless of an establishment to raise money," Roach told the reporter. "They came in here fraudulently. They are stealing from the man on a daily basis." Rindawa told the Como it is only a matter of days before he will have to shut down his property and lay off his staff of 10 employees. He said the occupiers have driven away most of his paying customers by the protests in the parking lot. King 5 News reports at least one guest has tested positive for COVID-19. In nearby Renton, Washington, at least 30 people being housed in a hotel tested positive for COVID-19, according to a report from Como News. At least 200 homeless people are being provided shelter in the former Red Lion Hotel. So far this month, at least 226 coronavirus cases are connected to the operation of King County shelters and service sites. These include homeless people and staff. King County health officials called it the most cases seen in hotels operated by the county since the beginning of the pandemic. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's Sunday morning talk show, What's Your Point? Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price, Parler at Bob Price, and Facebook.